Magical Moon Cat, Moonbeans, and The Talent Show, written by Annie Dalton and read by Emma Weaver.
Chapter 1. Cosmic Cupcakes. It was a muggy midsummer's day, and Jax was having more trouble than usual staying awake in morning assembly. She could see her friend Lilia fighting a yawn, which set her off yawning too. On the other side of Jax, Howard was also having trouble staying awake, sitting with his head bowed almost to the floor, his long floppy hair falling across his face like a curtain. Howard was the strangest and also the quietest boy Jax had ever met. In class, he wrote brilliant, rather weird stories, but hardly ever spoke unless their teacher asked him a direct question. In the playground, he just mooched around by himself. Jax sneaked a look at her watch and closed her eyes in despair. 6 hours until home time. 6 whole hours before she could sit under the twisty old lilac tree behind her mum's cafe, talking to Moonbeans, her magical moon cat. She quickly opened her eyes. She had promised herself she wouldn't daydream about beans. Real life and magic had to be kept separate. Jax had learned that the hard way. But how could you not think about an alien kitten who was also your best friend? It was impossible. She suddenly felt Lilia poking her in the ribs. "My mum's invented some new cupcakes for your mum's cafe," Lilia whispered from behind her hand. "She calls them cosmic cupcakes. They actually explode." The thought of cosmic cupcakes, especially exploding ones, instantly perked Jax up. Lilia's mum, Nadia, made all the cakes and pastries for Jax's mum's cafe. This meant that Jax and Lilia were usually the first people to sample Nadia's amazing creations.
"Mum gave me 2 to bring in for us to try," Lilia said in a hoarse whisper.
"Can I see them?" Jax whispered back.
"Of course not, silly."
Lilia rolled her eyes.
"You've got to wait till break for the big reveal."
Jax snickered.
"You watch too much telly, Lilia."
"Shh!" Mrs. Chowdhury, their teacher, gave them a sharp look. "No talking," she mouthed. There was a sudden rustling from the stage as Mr. Tattersall, the headmaster, folded up his sheet of paper. He had finished the week's announcements. Breathing a sigh of relief, Jax got ready for him to tell everyone to return to their classrooms. Instead, he beamed around at them all.
"I have one final and very special announcement," he said.
She muffled a groan.
"Not another announcement."
"You have all worked extremely hard this term," he told them, still beaming. "So your teachers and I decided that you deserve a reward. Goose Green Primary School is going to put on its first ever talent show."
Everybody gasped. Well, almost everybody. Howard didn't gasp, but Jax felt him go super still behind his hair, as if he was genuinely fascinated to know what Mr. Tattersall was going to say next. Jax thought this was surprising. Talent shows were about showing off in public. Why would this super shy boy be interested in showing off? There was a buzz of excitement as everyone took in the news. Ruby Rose and Conrad started whispering with their heads together. Conrad had used too much hair gel this morning, Jax thought with a grin. His ginger spikes looked even stiffer and perkier than normal. Mr. Tattersall had to clap his hands to restore order. Everyone hushed at once. Only Conrad carried on enthusiastically chatting, until Ruby Rose hissed at him to stop. He suddenly noticed everyone looking at him and broke into a grin.
"Sorry, sir. Don't mind me, sir. I got a bit overexcited."
Everyone burst out laughing. Mr. Tattersall had to wait for their giggles to die down before he could finish explaining about the talent show.
"The show will be held in the last week of term. That's only 3 weeks away," he reminded them. "So, if any of you think you've got a special talent, if you can sing, dance, juggle, or do impressions, and you'd like to perform in the show, give your name to Mrs. Pearl, the school secretary, and then you'd better start rehearsing."